Over the centuries, the mine has enabled many locals and newcomers to live a pleasant life in Idria. Although the life of miners was difficult, they were provided with medical care, social security, and pensions. The miners fed their souls with culture. There were many diseases. Severely ill miners that suffered from mercury poisoning came to me, but unfortunately, I couldn't help them much. I could only help improve their working conditions. I managed to persuade them to abolish the most dangerous tasks to safeguard their health. For example, when workers were trampling on mud, called stupa, rich in mercury with their bare feet, or emptying still hot cooling chambers full of toxic mercury vapors in the incinerator. As the best remedy for mercury poisoning, I recommended outdoor activities in the fresh air. Still, miners died at a very young age. Over the centuries, however, equipment has advanced so much that mining-related diseases became almost non-existent. Eventually, everything ends. Due to a decreased use in pharmacy, medicine, and the war industry, demand for mercury dropped, prices fell, and extraction was no longer worthwhile. I am really proud that UNESCO has placed the mercury mining heritage on its World Heritage List. This important international organization places only the best and most unique examples of human activity in the world on its World Heritage Lists. The legacy of mercury mining and the importance that mercury had for the development of the world from the 16th century onwards could be called the Industrial Revolution. Well, this honor belonged to the discovery of the steam engine a good 200 years later. Look at the rotating circles again. The town changed after the mine closed. Modern industry has developed, but the mining heritage is still exemplary. Sport has always played an important role in the life of the local people. Even today, they actively pursue sport and are successful in various disciplines. The brass band, the oldest music society in Europe, also preserves the tradition. Oh, and of course, Idria lace. You have most certainly seen it.